Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, allow me to make a very special announcement. On October the 6th, starting at 10 a.m., we will be conducting a one-of-a-kind training experience at the Omni Hotel in Dallas. You will have the opportunity to earn on-site certifications in team building, sales, and leadership. If you're interested in growing your team and expanding your base and maximizing your income opportunities, I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to come and see me in Dallas. It'd be an honor to meet you face-to-face, and you will be excited about what you receive. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the sparring partner. The sparring partner. In boxing, we're very familiar with the term sparring partner simply because it is the person who sits in the ring and helps the primary boxer get prepared for a big fight. Almost every boxer that's ever stepped into the heavyweight championship fight or a championship fight of any kind has had to do so with the assistance of a sparring partner. That's the person that helps you train and get you ready for the unexpected punches that are going to come your way when you get inside that ring. In business, there is a need for a sparring partner as well. Someone who we can work with that brings the best out of us, that individual that we know we can count on all the time, that becomes a partner in a most unique way. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if by having a sparring partner in business, I would tell you that it'll open up doors for you like never before. And it's a very simple way to not only identify that partner, but to become a great sparring partner yourself. In some instances, you may refer to them as mentors and mentees. In this particular instance, we're going to talk about the value of a true sparring partner. In our SPAR acronym, there are four key elements that sparring partner in business is going to help us hone that we need. The S in our SPAR acronym says at first that partner helps us specialize. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like a personal trainer will want to work on our abs or legs or arms, a business sparring partner helps us focus on the specifics that make a difference. In boxing, if your upcoming opponent is a left-handed boxer, then you're going to have a left-handed sparring partner. Why? Because he's going to help you handle these specific attacks coming from that side. By the same token, my friends, then concentrating on specific areas of growth is one of the reasons why we need sparring partners, because they help us with people problems, with preparation problems, with presentation problems. I challenge you, my friends, to seek and secure those individuals who can help you in the areas where you need most. If follow-up is your biggest challenge, people send you emails and you fail to respond, then you need a sparring partner, someone that can help you in that specific area. If you're having a hard time with actually getting up the nerve to speak in front of people, a sparring partner is the only way that you're going to overcome those nerves. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, find an individual, someone in business that allows you to hone your specialization. That P in our SPAR acronym reminds us of the importance of participation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know the old saying, two heads are better than one. When closing deals or making presentations or hosting meetings, having a business partner right by your side is key because you can learn from each other. So the key is, how do I get my partner to participate with me? First, extend the invitation. Invite the people that you respect to come out, or the person you respect to come out to a meeting you're conducting or a presentation you're making or a closing that you're expecting. Invite them to see what happens firsthand. And then the after invitation is expectation. Identify the ways you would like for them to be involved. In other words, this is the reason they're going with you in the first place. You want to set the expectations. For some, you may say, listen, you just want to be a fly on the wall in this meeting. I want you to come with me, but I'm only expecting you to take some very thorough notes. Then after the invitation and the expectation comes the evaluation. Have your sparring partner communicate their thoughts about the event or the meeting with you shortly after it's over. Ask them what they thought about it. Ask them if they were in the meeting, what would they have done differently? If they were the one making the presentation, what would they have done done more unique than what you did. Then the other reason that you want that partner participating with you is for validation. This is a person that will pump you up in front of your client. He or she will publicly promote you and vice versa. Recently, I had a meeting at the governor's office because one of our major states in this United States is looking to do business with Simply Success. And one of the people that I had with me participating was a phenomenal sparring partner as it pertained to validation. He did a great job of talking about how Success Training Institute has benefited his organization, and it allowed me to have a smoother segue into my presentation. So oftentimes, my friends and neighbors, when you've got someone in meetings with you, sparring as it were, make sure that they have a clear understanding. The invitation, the expectation, the evaluation, and the validation. Those are the four key elements of how we effectively use those people that we're in participation with. That A reminds us of the importance of accountability. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing will hold you accountable quite like a great sparring partner. In business, there is always a need to push yourself, and even a greater need for someone to push you. You see, a good business partner will make sure that you stay on task, and then you do the same for them. Even when it comes to setting goals and staying on schedule and following up with clients and obligations, and even setting the personal example. And many times in boxing, if a trainer has two guys in the ring, one's a sparring partner, one's a fighter, he'll tell the sparring partner, listen, every time he makes this mistake, you make him pay for it. Don't go easy on him, but you make sure that he understands that if he gets in the ring making these errors, he's not going to last long. And there have been many instances where the sparring partner has knocked out the champion. The person who they were trying to prepare, they hit him in the right spot at the right time. Why? Because that it's better for them to get knocked out in a sparring session than to get knocked out in the real fight. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, are having someone that holds you accountable just prevents you from getting knocked out when it counts. It's okay to have someone push you when it doesn't count, but they're preparing you for the days when it does. Finally, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, a sparring partner is most essential when it comes to role play. Yes, role play is a critical element of success for any businessman, and sparring partners help you in one way, just like business sparring partners help you with role play. Most people are uncomfortable with role play because they never get a chance to do it. When you ask someone to pretend that you are the client and they're going to make the pitch, they pause, they stop, they stutter. Why is this happening? Because they don't get the chance to role play. A good sparring partner will help you with that, my friend. See, the role play accomplishes four key elements. One, it's repetition. It's practicing something over and over again. Two, it's objectivity, because now you get the opportunity for someone to objectively critique you and your presentation. Whereas if you're shadow boxing, that's just you. You're evaluating yourself. Role playing, there's someone else involved and they can give you objective feedback. The other component, you're going to learn through role play. Role play is a learning mechanism, my friends and neighbors. You get better the more you do it. And finally, it's elevation. It's how we take our games to the next level. We do it, my friends and neighbors, by practicing and by role playing all the time. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.